Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, everyone, shut up and look at me.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
The less I know about other people's affairs, the happier I am. I'm not interested in caring about people.
Isaac Rob.
I once worked with a guy for 3 years and never learned his name. Best friend I ever had. We still never talk sometimes.
Jason Sukanik.
I also think it's pointless for a human to paint scenes of nature when they could just go outside and stand in it.
Primetime on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080.
Please do not misinterpret the fact that I am talking right now as genuine interest. End of speech.
The Fan.
Okay, we apologize.
All right, nice to have you along. It's second hour of our Friday program. Now, we have in the news coming up. Well, we will learn about local paddleboard. My God!
What are we learning about?
We're going to learn about local paddleboarders and how fed up they are.
Is this this doesn't have anything to do with the Lake Oswego rich poor fight?
No, it doesn't.
This is the new tax.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's at 4:30.
Yeah.
I'm watching the U.S. Women's Amateur. On my TV over here, over your left shoulder.
Is that? Did someone say that's at Bandon?
They are right at Bandon Dunes.
Oh, is that
bro?
What course are they playing?
This is Bandon Dunes.
Who's playing Bandon
the
Dunes?
Original.
Yeah,
and
it's very windy.
I think they're in the quarterfinals. Yeah, they got some wind.
Yeah,
they're all wearing jackets. A little chilly out there.
A little chilly,
but
bare legs.
You need. I love watching Bandon on TV.
Yeah,
but there's a big tall lefty named Lila.
Mm-hmm.
Who you should be rooting for.
And why is that?
Because she's a rock chalker.
Oh, okay.
And she's in the quarters.
All right. And a big, tall lefty.
Big, tall lefty.
Right. I'm busy watching, we're getting ready for the
like
debut
me.
Of one Shadur
Sanders. Oh, that's
Sanders.
Right. He plays tonight. Now, is the conspiracy theory that they're putting him out there so that he can suck so bad that they don't have to listen to people
yes, that is,
talk about
that
him?
Is legitimately a Robert Griffin III and I think, who else? Ryan Clark had this. There is literally a conspiracy theory that Cleveland is setting him up and wants him to fail.
Did I not say that the other day when we were talking about him?
I think you did.
But I said it for the regular season.
Yes.
Preseason.
No. Which, by the way, of all the dumb things that Robert Griffin and Ryan Clark say to each other and otherwise, that may be the dumbest thing that I've ever heard.
No way. I think they're right.
It's pretty stellar. And I don't know if you saw, but he showed up at the game today. Now, granted, he is the fourth string quarterback and was getting like 5 reps at practice, but Joe Flacco's 1,000, so he's not going to play. Kenny Pickett is hurt, and Dylan Gabriel is hurt, and Snoop Huntley just got there. So
what's the matter with Dylan? Wait, Snoop Huntley was out there?
They just signed him. They just signed
him. Isn't he better than all 4 of those guys?
He's right there, but
he
just got there, so he's not going to play.
I've never minded him as a backup.
He's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
So by default.
What's the matter with Gabriel?
He's got a hamstring.
He and Pickett both.
Both have hammies. So by default, Shadur Sanders is going to have to start. And he showed up today for his first NFL game after the press conference yesterday where he said that the NFL was basically going to be no problem. Didn't you see me in college and wait till I get out there, which is fine. You can be confident. He showed up today with an entourage. He literally walked into the game with an entourage, including a man with a big walking stick and his own theme music. Look, God bless.
I think that walking stick guy was a teammate, because then they showed that dude walking around the sidelines with his staff shirtless and like a bicep cuff. I don't know what's going on with that.
It looked like he went full entourage. Look, God bless him for being confident, but man, that guy doesn't seem to get the memo that this act as the four-string quarterback doesn't help you. It may help your social media following, but like, he can't figure out that this probably isn't the best way. And look, it has nothing to do with whether or not he's going to play well. But it sure sets up for, if he's not very good, get ready for more hot takes coming at Shedeur Sanders of, this is why you're not any good.
Well, he knows no other way.
No.
First of all.
No, he's all...
He grew up with Deanna's data.
Yes.
But I thought he said yesterday, he wasn't saying the NFL is going to be no problem. I thought he was just saying, they were saying, hey, what do we expect from you? He said, well, a lot of the same stuff that I did in college.
He was,
in other words, aren't they doing a lot of the same?
No, he was talking about, if you go and listen to it, he was basically saying, wait till I get out there and I'm about to tear S up.
Yeah, that's not how I took it, but yeah. Okay.
Well, we'll see what happens. I wish him nothing but the best, but. This is a Bronny James-like story. The NFL is telling you what they think of Shedeur Sanders, and media members and the Sanders family don't want to seem to get the memo. So this is your chance.
Well, he is playing the Panthers.
Yeah.
And so that's good.
And they're already trying to do the... Dude, Dan Orlovsky, I think, said it best. He goes, dude, whether or not you think this is ideal for a fifth-round quarterback... who hasn't played in at all pretty much in camp, this is an unprecedented opportunity. And when you're basically a borderline fringe guy and you get a chance to start, you have to take advantage of it.
Is he with the ones then?
Yeah, well, who's ever going to play? I don't know how much Cleveland's going to play, but yes, he will be I'm assuming, for most of the first half, if not into the second half, he's going to be the guy because the other quarterbacks aren't there. So this is a huge opportunity for him. And so already doing you're setting him up to fail. And it's like, you can't be making excuses. Again, when you are a late round draft pick, this is all you could ask for, is this opportunity.
So is it, and they're in Carolina. Is Bryce Young and all their starters playing?
I don't know how much they're going to play, but yes, Bryce Young is out there in uniform and he looks like he's ready to go.
I think they said most of their starters will play.
Yeah.
Okay. So is it easier, if you're a guy like Sanders, is it easier to play against the better players with the better players on your team?
Yes.
Or is it better to be with a play against the scrubs of the other team, but you also have scrubs on your side?
You want to play with your better players, because like, when you get into the backups, it can be pretty chaotic. Your protection.
Ooh, what a handoff. Did you see that?
Your protection can be wonky. Guys don't always know what they're doing. You always want to play with the ones.
I'll tell you what, he looks like a pro out there.
he sure does.
Even if you want to play, even if you're going against the ones.
He's got his bling, and he just handed the hell out of that ball.
Subtle bling. It's not over the top.
Yeah.
Tucked into his, well, kind of.
This is the most watched fifth-round pick that was a fourth stringer into camp in the history of the NFL.
Well, yesterday you got to listen to us watch baseball. Now you get to listen to us watch Shedeur Sanders. He's going to throw it. Slant. Oh!
Little hot, little
Who
high.
Who is 16?
Settle in, son. Come
Catch
on.
Catch the ball. The hell?
Can we talk about the Tom Brady statue instead?
Who's Johnson?
This is riveting.
Who is that?
I thought you giving detailed breakdowns of the Mariners White Sox was bad.
Come on, that was a good throw, dude.
A little high, a little hot.
Oh, that's Deontay John. Oh, all right. When did he go to the Browns?
This year. He was a Raven.
All right, here's the third snap. All right, third and four. Big play. Big play. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got to get to the sticks.
First down.
No, it's not.
Not sure.
Oh, God.
Are you okay?
Shedeur thinks it's the first down.
Are you okay?
Yeah, why is Davis? And these are the starters?
Cleveland's not very good, in case you didn't know.
Who's Davis? Guy couldn't even catch a wide open.
Who's Johnson? Who's Davis?
God, I hate the Browns.
That would be Caden Davis.
Who's that? Is that a rookie?
No.
Didn't the Browns draft a couple good running backs?
Yeah, they got Quishon Judkins, I believe, out of...
Although, isn't Ohio he facing State. Off-the-field potential suspension issues or something like that?
I don't know.
They got Samson too, right? The Tennessee kid?
Yeah, they got Dylan Samson and Junkins out of Ohio
State. So they should be able to run the ball.
I think Jerome Ford is still there as well.
He is.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just in case you didn't know, Cleveland's not going to be very good.
Well, they went 3-and-out. So.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Tell you what, I liked what I saw from Sanders.
He sure inspired that punt coverage unit, though, because there was no return on that.
Yeah, that's right. I think Shadur is... That's another one
those
of his
special teamers. They're playing for Shadur tonight.
That's qualities. Right. That's right. Everyone's balling out.
Anyway, back to a real sport, golf over here on the other TV. We've got history tonight in baseball. I don't know if you know this.
I don't.
Well, tonight the Dodgers play the Blue Jays.
Okay.
Good little matchup.
Good little matchup.
And we've got Clayton Kershaw going against Max Scherzer.
I'll be damned.
Now,
if this was like 10 years ago, this thing would be dynamite.
As you know. There are only 20 pitchers with 3,000 strikeouts.
Yes.
And these are two of them.
Hmm. When's the last time that happened?
Ah! I knew you were going to ask that, Jason.
Thank you.
And I've come prepared with that answer.
Dr. McGoose.
Now, how many times have two pitchers who already have 3,000 strikeouts,
yes,
how many times have they met against each other after the 3,000 strikeout mark?
Well, four.
It happened 20 times in the 80s.
Oh.
Because
it was
all those guys. like Clemens and
maybe Seaver might have, Tom Seaver might have still been hanging around.
Yeah, there were a lot of them then.
Yeah.
But since then, it's only happened three times, and tonight will be the fourth. So we had Greg Maddux v. Roger Clemens in 2006. Mm-hmm. We had Curt Schilling v. Roger Clemens in 2007. And then there was a 16-year gap until we had Max Scherzer go up against Justin Verlander.
And it may be
in 2023.
And it may be another long while before we see this.
Well, that was going to be my next question is, if once these guys retire, will we ever see that? Two pitchers who already hit 3,000?
I mean, we went through, there's like two or three guys that, at least two of them, we've done this, that are sniffing around that conceivably could get there. But again, are they going to pitch against each other? And then after that, there's a big old giant who the hell knows when the next guy is going to come. So this may be, you said there was a 16-year gap?
Well, there was. It was from 2007 to 23.
Yeah, there
but
may,
now we've had two of them.
Yeah, there may be another 16-year gap coming.
So Verlander is 42. He's almost done. Scherzer's 40. Kershaw's 37.
He's done. He's not.
So,
I mean,
Your next best bet is Chris Sale,
yeah,
who's 36, and he only needs 470-some, 72.
But still, he's not going to get there for another couple seasons if he gets there. So,
and then you have Garrett Cole, who needs 749, and he's 34.
And needs his arm to not fall off.
Chucky Morton won't get there.
This could be a long time before we see this again. So, yeah this is kind of rarefied air, what we're seeing tonight.
You know, oh my God. Guess how old Zach Wheeler is?
Oh, I bet you Wheeler's like 34, 35.
Yeah, he's 35.
Yeah.
I think of him as much younger.
No, I mean, he came up with those same group. Like, remember Noah Syndergaard and Matt Harvey and Steven Matz? And
I believe my Giants traded him to you for Carlos Beltran in 2011.
Ooh.
Yeah. Remember when the Mets, everyone said that the Mets were going to have the best pitching staff since the Braves?
Well, it looked good for a second.
You know what? Anytime anyone's ever said that, it has never occurred.
No.
Do you remember that they did that with the Phillies?
Yeah, the Phillies had Roy Oswalt. And
they were good, but
yeah,
it's just never...
No.
It just doesn't work that way.
But that young group of Mets, like, as a Mets fan, we got our sports pants really, really tight. Because at one point, they had DeGrom, Wheeler, Syndergaard, Matt Harvey, Steven Matz. I mean, it was like it just was a stupid array of young, talented arms. And a couple of them were really good. Matt Harvey was good. Syndergaard was good. DeGrom was good. But their arms all fell off. Every one of those dudes got hurt and then just disappeared.
They were never really all good and healthy at the same time, were they?
No. And then Matt Harvey did a bunch of coke and that kind of.
So you're looking at guys like Skeens and Miz.
Yeah.
And, you know. And who knows
if
they
could
get
take
there?
A decade.
Yeah.
And the other and the other problem with that is those guys don't throw past the fifth inning. You know, it's
Cease is only 29. He's at 1,200. I mean, dude, there is nobody.
No, it could be a long.
I mean,
time.
Nobody. Yeah. Although Rich Hill, you know, my guy Rich Hill,
Dick Mountain.
He's 45 and he only needs 1,568.
Keep going. It's like someone saying Skeens is going to get to 3,000. I'll tell you right now, if I'm betting on it, I bet no.
Well, I would bet yes if you could, if you take injury out of it.
But I'm not going to.
Well, exactly. You can't take injury out of it. And I think that's why you're betting no. I mean, yeah. That's such a hard.
Yeah.
I mean, he should get to 3,000. Well,
so
he's awesome.
So should a Strasburg. So should a DeGrom. Jacob DeGrom was the best pitcher in baseball when he was healthy. And he's not healthy. When's the last time you had a young phenom like that that actually stayed healthy for the bulk of his career? Is it Kershaw?
Or Scherzer?
Even he's had back issues.
It doesn't happen very often. They get hurt.
Verlander been pretty healthy over the years.
Well, Verlander was washed until he got on the. He went and got on some.
But he was pretty healthy.
Yeah. Guys, just especially guys that throw the way Skeens throws. Miz is even worse. Every time you watch Miz throw a ball, it looks like his arm's going to fall off. Like,
well, he's already on the IL.
Yeah.
Strikeouts.
You know, Lincecum was dominant for a while and looked like he was great.
But he flamed out after 5 or 6 years.
Felix looked great for a while, and he pitched for a while, but again, didn't have the durability and couldn't do it deep into his career. I mean, you have to be healthy into your mid-30s and dominant for this to happen.
I'm trying to do some... See where Skeens is at.
Yeah. Well, I mean, strikeout. You're just so early on. And again,
well, I just mean, like, how, at what rate?
What rate? Because again, and the other one is some of these guys are now throwing. It used to be you'd throw, you know, 7 innings. And now, a lot of times you get yanked after 5, regardless of what you're doing.
So he started 47 games and he has 332 strikeouts.
Okay.
When we return, I will have math.
Oh, boy. You might want
to give me a break.
Show your work. Show your work.
Careful.
Show your work.
I'll show my work.
Thank you.
I'll show my work. All right. And then we also have a sports fun fact coming up next.
Love fun facts.
Here on 105.1 The Fan. Well, look, I want to come on here and tout the merits of the great Shedeur Sanders on his second drive of action tonight. But I can't do that.
Well, move the chains a little bit.
I will say that if you wanted a glimpse into the Shedeur Sanders experience, I give you 4th and 1. And he ran 20 yards backwards, damn near got sacked, and then threw it 5 yards for an incomplete pass on 4th and 1.
Literally, hey, didn't lose any yards?
That is literally the Shedeur Sanders experience at Colorado in a nutshell.
Didn't lose any yards? He also had a guy wide open in the flat. He had a little scramble out of the pocket. And
overthrew him.
And absolutely overthrew him. Like, dude, he was right in front of him.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, it's early. It's early on.
But then there's a couple other plays where he scrambled for a first down, threw a nice little slant.
Trust me, the Robert Griffins and the Ryan Clarks and some of the NFL talking heads will do anything to make this out to be a positive experience no matter what. Which is also fascinating to me that some guys, whether it's, you know, Bronny James or Shedeur Sanders or, you know, whatever guy they get their hooks into, they will not admit that he's in over his head. They just won't. It's the Anthony Richardson thing. They make up in their mind that this guy is going to be good, and they will die on that hill until they absolutely show that they have nothing left in the tank. It's the Colin Coward, Sam Darnold thing. And then like 7 years later, he's like, "Say I was right all along." I mean, Anthony Richardson, did you see he almost got murdered last night?
I did, yeah.
He took one right in the chops, and he ended up, it looked like he broke his finger. It went 90 degrees the wrong way. It turns out it was dislocated. They popped it back in. He should be fine. But do you know how many people I've seen be critical of the Colts offensive line? It was on Anthony Richardson. It was an empty protection, and that was his guy. Anthony Richardson, that was the hot man. And not only did he not throw off the hot man, he never looked that way. Like, how are you as a quarterback? You don't even bother to check, like take a little peeksy at the free runner that is your responsibility. I mean, he is not an NFL quarterback in any shape or form. And yet we're still trying to use the narrative of, well, the Colts haven't done him any favors and the poor offensive line. It's just, we just can't be honest about guys that we want to be good because the media, for whatever reason, has created the narrative that he's going to be the next one because it's good for business and people like to talk about him.
Maybe he likes hot men.
It's possible.
You ever think of that?
It's possible. And he just wanted to take one right in the chest. Dude, it was brutal. for the preseason, I was like, oh my God. And then of course he's hurt and he's out of the game. Again, if you wanted a microcosm of Anthony, so the microcosm of Shedeur Sanders is that it's fourth and one and I'm going to run backwards 30 yards and then, you know, throw an incomplete pass. If you want the microcosm of the Anthony Richardson experience, it's that I can't read pre-snap coverage looks. I don't look at the open defender. I get hit in the chest and I get hurt and have to leave the game. That is literally, if you were to create a Disneyland ride, remember they did the Michael Vick commercial where you got in the...
Yeah, the Michael Vick experience, like a roller coaster deal?
That would be the Anthony Richardson experience. We're like, don't bother to look this direction, even though that's where you're supposed to. And then you're going to get hit really hard and then you're hurt and you can't come back in the game.
So I did my math. Got my math out here.
Yeah.
And Skeens, he averages 7 strikeouts a game.
Okay.
So if he were to do that, if he were to get, I'm talking full season. So sure. Full season is like 35 starts.
Yeah.
It would take him, and he were to keep that pace.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is absolute best case scenario.
Yeah.
Skeens
yeah.
could reach 3,000 strikeouts in 11 seasons.
Yeah.
Now, factor in injuries, yeah. decline, mm-hmm. Let's whatever.
Push that out to maybe 13, 14.
Yeah, I'd say 15 years. Yeah. He's got a shot
yeah.
with his age mm-hmm. and with his stuff.
Yeah.
And he, I think it's...
He's filthy.
I think it's a good sign right now that he's not been hurt yet.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, Miz is already on the IL.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Some guys are just durable. It's like LeBron. Like, LeBron's just built different. He's yeah. just durable. Now, I know he takes care of his body, but I'm just...
wink, wink, nod, nod.
But the guy is just yeah. shockingly healthy.
Yes, and you can't predict that.
And you can't. No. And I think with Skeens... Or whoever gets the 3,000 strikeouts is going to have the talent yeah. of a Skeens,
yeah.
but also have that kind of body, and maybe he does.
I just, when it comes, I don't know why, and I do know why. I just, is it just, have we all just accepted the fact that whenever we see a dominant pitcher, we're just waiting for the elbow? Like,
that's what it feels like.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you're just like, all right,
that's
well.
The game today.
Yeah. Yeah, dude went complete game the other day for the first time in... But basically, he threw 126 pitches, and it's only the fifth time that's happened since like the year 2020.
Yeah,
like they just don't let guys go out and throw because everyone's pushing the envelope and maxing out their elbows, and their careers are shorter because of it.
Yeah, it just feels like you just at any given moment when you start to see a good pitcher and you get excited about him, you're like, and there's the injury.
Well, we talked about the Giants being at the cutting edge of this, the
yeah.
San Francisco Giants, mm-hmm. where they are starting in the minor leagues with their pitchers. They are starting to stretch them out.
Yeah.
And they are also telling them, dude, you cannot max out.
No.
But for a handful of pitches a game, yep. you have to manage. You have to Greg Maddux this yeah. baby.
And when you see... when
so
you
some team, they're figuring it yeah. out. I don't. It's just, does a player listen?
Yeah, it's like when you see The Miz, who really is fun to watch, dude, that dude is touching 99, 100, 101 every pitch. And it just looks like max effort. And you just... you want to be like, dude, you can't get by on 96.
Well,
96 changed some speeds.
The really tough thing, though, is that it's pitching like that that gets dudes drafted and gets
yeah.
dudes signing bonuses and yeah. stuff. Like, you're not getting to the big leagues with pretty good stuff in the low 90s where you're stretching out games. Like, the scouts and everybody want to see the rocket arm stuff, and then you get up there, and now they're trying to dial it back because guys don't last.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a weird... I don't know. I don't know how you tell a guy to not... throw gas when you're capable of doing it.
I think they just have to see success
yeah. doing something
without
else.
Maxing out all the time. They yeah. have to see that. They have to see it work. And if it works, they'll keep doing it.
Yeah. yeah. But yeah, it's a...
And it sounds like, well, the article we talked about with the Giants, sounds like it is working for the Giants
sure.
in the minor leagues.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it's a lot of it's about how do you get them to actually do what you're asking.
Yeah. I've even heard that like with like center fielders and stuff and like some shortstops that are diving all the time. They're telling them like, you can't lay out for every ball over 162
well,
games.
A lot of it's about money.
Yeah.
So if you could somehow lay out a case, put yeah. somebody in front of these guys and say, listen, you have great stuff, dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you $100 million right now, but your arm's going to blow out. I'll let you just fire away $100 million. Your arm's going to blow out.
Yeah.
Or you can do it like we're saying. And guess what? By the end of your career, you'll have racked up $250 million.
Yeah.
Which do you want?
Yeah.
I mean, that, yeah. you know.
Someone has to.
Hit them with the money factor, and that yeah. might change too. Because I think right now what they're all saying, it's much like NBA players who just want to score.
Yep.
they get paid off of points per game.
Yep.
So, or scoring. So pitchers want to get paid off of strikeouts and throwing heat.
Yeah.
So until you change that, they're not going to stop.
Yeah, and like Strasburg signed that big contract and then never really did much after that. But he signed the big contract and it's guaranteed money. This guy's saying that Miz actually got hit in the leg with a line drive.
Yeah, it's a shin.
So that's good, at least. At
shin
least,
issue.
At least it's not a... It's not arm, but that just goes to the point of it doesn't even have to be your arm. You know, you hit in the leg and people get hurt. It's what happens. The injury rate, it feels like the injury rate with pitchers is sky high.
Fun fact will have to be later. Joey Harrington will have to be later, although we already knew that. Up next, it is in the news. Malaria has arrived in Washington.
Awesome.
And with a twist. Hmm. That's next. Here's Buck. Hi.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
How's everybody doing out there?
Doing great.
Radio land out there.
I'm ready to go. Shane Falco, so Malcho.
Damn right.
Great week of radio broadcast.
As far as you
as
know.
Evidence right there, that new fun drop.
Mm-hmm.
It is 7-0 Panthers over Browns. Bryce Young is showing up Shedeur Sanders.
Well, Bryce Young went from worst quarterback we've seen in NFL history to, you know, maybe got a little something. You know, drafted, you know, T-Mac in the first round and Leggett, their other big receiver, he got kicked out for fighting early on, got into a bit of a spat, but
I say the deep ball, man.
There's some people, that's Leggett. There's some people that think Carolina might be a decent little team this year.
I want to keep that private.
At least Bryce Young has shown some flashes.
It is August 8, 2025. It is time now for In the News. I am your noted news man. Hello. Hi. I am here for you today on this Friday, beautiful Friday, where it is National Whataburger Day.
I don't know if I've had a Whataburger.
I haven't either.
I've seen a Whataburger.
I've had Whataburger in Dallas.
It's pretty mid, yeah?
Like, I wouldn't even say it's mid. I mean, I guess it kind of reminds me of like a, it's just another fast food chain. It's like a Jack in the Box or something.
In fact, I think I may have had a Whataburger in Japan.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think their big thing is like Texas toast. Like they serve burgers on Texas toast.
That was like, I want to say the BTJ's brother was like excited to go to Whataburger. I think it was one of those. It was one of those American burger chains, but I can't confirm that.
I have nothing to say about Whataburger.
Yeah, I don't know. But
it is also National Zucchini Day.
I do like a good zucchini.
I do too.
Yeah.
Pro zucchini here on the program.
Stands to reason for the big zucchini.
There you go. A little olive oil, maybe some garlic salt on that.
Yeah.
A little pan seared or a grill. It's nice.
You're named after the
there you go.
Vegetable.
Yeah, I got no problem with it.
Well, as I mentioned, malaria has arrived in Washington.
That's fun. I was just thinking to myself, man, I could use some more malaria in my life.
Pretty wild.
Yeah.
A woman in Washington has been diagnosed with malaria despite not traveling abroad.
How is that possible?
How is that possible? You tell me.
Couldn't tell you. I'm not big on my
zucchini.
Malaria.
The woman was diagnosed August 2nd and has been in treatment. While officials investigate the source of her illness, it's possible she was recently infected with malaria in Washington, making her illness the first known locally acquired case of malaria in Washington. An investigation is underway. However, health officials say this case should cause public concern, as the most likely cause of a locally acquired case is a mosquito biting someone infected with a travel-associated case of malaria, then passing the infection on to this patient.
So I think we can say now officially it's time to panic. Is that what I'm reading here?
Yeah.
All right. Well, all right. Let's ring the panic bell. Stay indoors. Let's mask up. Kill all mosquitoes and, stop the spread.
Malaria very rare in the United States.
Yeah. That's more of an African disease.
It's caused by a parasite, often passed between humans by mosquitoes, but cannot be directly passed from one person to another. Isn't that wild?
Kind of Southeast Asia too, right? Like Thailand and stuff like that?
Yeah, South America. I was thinking like warm, you know, kind of...
I just remember before we went on our honeymoon to Thailand, they were like, you should maybe think about malaria shots.
I do know sometimes when you travel overseas, they make you get the malaria shot.
And it's curable. I mean, you can...
But you don't want it.
You definitely don't want it.
You don't want the malaria.
It's not on your list of diseases you want.
Is there a list? Is there a list that you do want? I mean,
well,
could you think of one?
What? Yeah, like what? What would you want?
If you had to get,
had to have something. And you can't just say the common cold.
No, you got to get something. What about like GERD?
GERD? What's that?
It's just like when you get like it's like like the Mike Leach. You get some GERD. He had GERD.
Like with like the phlegmy rumbling.
That was a condition.
Yeah, GERD is like if you get it's like a turned up like acid reflux. So that's where if you ever hear people that do the that's usually GERD.
Hmm.
Would you like?
Wow,
it's a little annoying, you know, but it's kind of it can be kind of funny and endearing. You kind of do bits with it, you know. GERD.
Didn't know GERD.
Plus, it's kind of funny because like, what do you got? I got GERD. You know.
That'd be kind of annoying, though.
Feels like it's cousins with gout.
Yeah, right? I was going to say gout because I think gout's the funniest of the diseases, but gout, like, hurts. Like, you can't walk. You got, like, a cane involved. You got to wear, like a special shoe. Whereas GERD, you know, dude, what's with that guy? You'd be like, he's just got GERD. See, you're chuckling already. I think the answer is GERD.
So malaria has reached Washington. It's a disease. It's called malaria in particular.
Hmm. I like that. I don't know if anyone else did, but I enjoyed that. Did you just invent that word?
I did.
Caravans. I think I came up with that name, but somebody did.
I think I did, but somebody did.
It's not as good as skedaddle. That's my favorite.
In other words, skedaddle, that means skedaddle.
I love it.
It's called baseball in particular.
Well, Jace, the local paddleboarders have had enough.
They're outraged.
And the kayakers.
We talked about this. We knew it was coming. We knew this revolt was going to happen.
A trio of petitioners aims to repeal a new law that would require paddleboarders and flatwater kayakers to pay state permit fees starting in January.
Screw you.
Angela Epperson, a Hermiston resident who enjoys kayaking, says, "I think it goes against our constitutional rights."
Oh, my God. God, we're back to the constitutional rights.
She said,
I have the constitutional right.
Too much to arrive at these political compromises.
I think that's the 23rd Amendment, where you have the right to kayak where you feel without the need. You right. will not tread on my kayak.
Yeah, she says, I just think they've gone too far here now. Boy.
Constitutional rights of kayaking. There will be no kayaking without representation.
Yeah, now.
So, yes, you are going to, if you haven't heard us talk about this before, you are going to have to pay, yeah. or at least theoretically going to have to pay for
a license.
Anything under 10 feet used to be exempt. Yeah. It is no longer.
So paddle boards, kayaks, or whatever, you now are required to get a permit to go out on the piddle-paddle waters.
Good luck to me.
Which, again, now. I would like to state for the record, I don't know if this is a constitutional right thing, but the state of Oregon can get bent on that. That is such a stupid thing.
Well, that's why our Hermiston gal, Angela, that's why she's pissed.
I like it.
The fee for permitting the human-powered vessels effective January of 2026 will be $20 for a one-year permit or $35 for 2 years.
Because this was like, there was some sort of, right, wasn't it a mussel? There was like an invasive mussel.
Correct. And the golden mussels.
Yeah. And they were trying to keep them out of the Oregon waters, and apparently this was going to do that.
Yep. Yep. It will fight invasive species, including zebra and quagga mussels.
Yeah.
Which have been found in Washington and Idaho, and golden mussels, which were found in California last year, and to improve access for non-motorized vessels.
Let me just say, the idea that you could head out to like just a river or a lake somewhere and throw a stand-up paddleboard and get a ticket for not having it licensed is literally some of the dumbest S I've heard in a long, long time.
Well, they have a new petition. You should sign it.
Yeah. I don't. Well, I'm not going to. But if someone, if I was like walking along and you could get my attention, I'd sign that. But chances are I wouldn't pay attention to it. But that's dumb.
They need to gather 1,000 valid voter signatures in order to start the ballot title process. If they clear that hurdle, they will then need to gather 117,173 valid signatures to qualify for the ballot in November of 2026.
And let me state for the record, I don't kayak or paddleboard, and I still think it's stupid. Screw that.
Well, if they get it on the ballot, I'm sure it will. They'll win. Right?
I hope so.
Because all they're trying to do is repeal it.
Yes.
Exciting times. All right. The Oregon Zoo has new dwarf goats.
Ooh, I love the goats, and I love the dwarf goats even more.
That story next, here on In the News on The Fan.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
All right, this is In the News for August 8, 2025. I've got big animal news for you guys out here.
Love the animal news.
Out at the zoo. Oh, yeah. Shadur threw a touchdown while we were on break.
The Carolina Panthers fumbled the punt return at the 10-yard line, and Sanders had to go a whopping 10 yards.
He made him pay is what he did. That's right. What good quarterbacks do.
He converted.
That's right.
So he is now 6 of 11 for 40 yards and one tutty and yes. No sacks.
Well, he did run on that 4th and 1. He did run backwards.
Like I
yards.
Said, did not give
did
up
not
any.
Did not give up any, yeah.
Did not lose yardage. Oh, now Bryce Young's out of the game. Who's this numbnut?
We are officially in backup territory now.
God.
Yes.
Zoo visitors will be able to meet the new trio of dwarf goats, Biscuit, Jam, and Jelly. Oh. On Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays from 10:30 to 1:30 throughout the summer.
I didn't know that the zoo had... I didn't know goats were a zoo animal.
They are Nigerian dwarf goats.
Ah, I bet those things are adorable.
Yeah, the Oregon Zoo has a whole barnyard area after their northwest forested area.
Oh, that's cute.
So there's goats, there's pigs, there's tortoises, there's stuff that you'd find around a farm.
My zoo sources were telling me that they were out at the zoo. Mm-hmm. And saw these goats and said that they were indeed small.
Dude, little goats, and they dress them up in pajamas and, prance around. Dude, goats are just adorable.
The way they frolic, jumping up on little stumps and things.
They look happy.
Yeah, they do. They exude happiness.
I think that's what it is. That's like Tula, too, the little baby elephant.
We saw her, too.
When you watch the baby elephant run around out at the Oregon Zoo, it's just the cutest thing because she looks so happy. She's just playing.
Yeah. It's,
and kind of gangly and stumbly. And
it's kind of the definition of the word heartwarming. You see it, and you're just like, aw.
Yeah, aw.
I looked into getting a goat for the backyard, but they say that you can't have a goat.
You have to have multiple.
You got to have multiple goats, and then it wasn't a thing. But because I have a decent sized yard,
you need a new lawnmower, do you?
How much happier would my life be if I just opened the sliding back door and there just some goats came prancing through?
I don't know if it's true, but I have heard that they're a nightmare.
I know. Well, I had them when I lived in Woodburn, but I owned a big piece of property, and it was fine because they just were outside and they did their own thing. I think having a city goat would probably be very problematic. But I see them and they crack me up, and I'm very much pro goat.
Well, the goats are settling in well, and the other dwarf goats have accepted these dwarf goats.
Nice. I haven't been to the zoo in a long time. I keep telling myself I should go to the zoo, but. I've told you, I have conflicted feelings about this.
Well, they've got some cool stuff going on during the summer. My buddy just went last Friday. They have a Zoo Nights series, and they saw a Journey cover band called Stone in Love.
Yeah, they were.
I've seen Stone in Love.
Well, we know Stone in Love. Stone in Love's been on the show.
Yeah.
They're great.
They were out there last Friday.
Well, what do they call it? Zoo Brew?
That's when they do the Brew Fest. This is Zoo Nights.
Zoo
Nights,
okay.
Which is not Zoo Lights, which is the holiday.
Well, Zoo Brew. See, the only way to take in the zoo, in my opinion.
By drinking?
Yes. Yeah. Is when they add massive quantities of drinking.
Can I not drink at the normal?
No, you can.
You can. I was there on Monday morning, and I saw a woman walking around with a White Claw at 10:30. So.
Yeah, you can. It's just way better when it's more of a party. When the animals aren't the main attraction, that's when you got something.
Sure.
Because it's a whole experience. There was a cover band, like he said. I don't think it was Stone in Love, but there was a cover band playing Naked Eyes up there.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
You got some drinks, then you're in the...
Yeah, you got some beers.
I guess.
You got some
food. Anytime you can have a $17 IPA and Wheel in the Sky playing instead of looking at the animals, you got to go for
it. And then, by the way, an elephant saunters by you.
And it's funny because I see the elephant and I get all happy, but then I see a sad chimpanzee or a bear that looks miserable, and then it kind of breaks my heart, and then I'm like, oh, man.
The only thing that would make that better is if they just let the animals out.
Yes.
For the party.
So a free-for-all sort of thing. And then, someone gets mauled by a tiger or something, and then that's a bit of a bummer.
Now, do you think the animals would just go straight for all the food carts?
I think the animals might go for each other. I think that's the. But you could have like the penguins out, like the friendly animals.
The food smells good. Like, yeah. Would they just
all the omnivores out there?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Let them
put the elephants, the giraffes, the penguins, anything that's not going to eat meat.
Yeah, exactly. And let them roam around a little bit. See what happens. That would get me. You know, get me out to the zoo. Do that. Maybe a koala out there spreading chlamydia to somebody.
The original petting zoo.
There you go. Someone gets bit, loses an eye.
Well, welcome, Biscuit, Jelly, and Jam.
It's adorable.
I'm sure they're listening right now.
Yeah. Being cute as the Dickens. If you're ever having a bad day, just Google goats in pajamas jumping around and you'll cheer up. You will.
All right, next hour we've got Joey Harrington. I think he's coming on.
Mm-hmm.
My sources, I have Harrington family sources.
Yeah.
And there's something we need to address
in
the Harrington family.
Ooh. Controversy, huh?
Some people are saying.
Or a lot of people are saying.
Also, do we buy Arch Manning is staying at Texas? And a sports fun fact, next hour, that is in the news August 8, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com on 105.1 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.